This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Thing is, a debate and discussion and argument are different matter. But if somebody generally want to have a question and he wants to know the answer, that's different matter. You know, no doubt. If somebody asks you a question, you can remain quiet. It is really insult to the person. It means that you don't have any value for what he is asking. So nobody will do like that. You know, when Allah Subhanahu wa Taala wanted to create Adam, He mentioned to the angels, and they had genuine question. They asked this question, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala answered their question. You know, and sometimes people ask question for the sake of question to debate and argue. Then the Quran says, "A'ridan al-jahilin." Though they are ignorant, just turn away from them. Musa al-Islam, Fir'aun keep asking certain question. He kept turning him from him away. So understand that there are questions where people really they learn your message, but now they have some genuine question which cannot very clear to their mind. So they ask you, it is your duty to make it clear properly, you know, nicely. As soon as you think, no, this person does not want to know answer, he just wants to debate and discuss and make it longer, then shaitan can come. Then Arid comes. So Arid and Jahilin. So we never say that, you know, you cannot answer the question, you cannot, you know, you cannot help people to understand and to clear their mind. That's very important. And another thing is, when Quran says, Fasda'a bima tu'mar, don't think Suda is coming from headache. That actually I'm trying to say that people should learn Arabic language from the right way. You know, how the words are moving. Sada'a means to declare the truth properly and to pronounce the truth properly. Don't, no doubt, when people declare something and pronounce something, it could become sometime can cause to a headache. So headache can come from declaration, not a declaration come from the headache, not the other way. You know, no doubt, fasta'a means declare the truth properly, means don't hesitate, say properly, clearly. You know, that's why the ulama say that, you know, clarity of your message does not need any proof. If message is very clear, it itself is proof. If people don't put the message clearly, they need proof. The Prophet many hadith, but he teaches so clearly, he never puts any argument, nothing. The Quran says things so clearly, the clarity of the message itself actually proof in itself. To first understand the way is to call people to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to his ibadah, and actually nature is there. But sometimes some people's nature is not so clear, so they need your help. Help them. If they ask just genuine question, help them. But as soon as you realize, no, they just want unnecessary debate and argument, then change the subject or leave the person for the time being. Because, you know, that shaitan will come and shaitan will make more and more profit. You know, if you look, some people have sent to me some videos on YouTube. There are debate between the Ahlul Hadith and Hanafi people in Pakistan and between the Deobandi and Barelvi. 1 hour is just wasted in every debate in abusing each other. Now, you hate Islam. When you see the whole debate, you hate Islam, because when debate comes, you want to win. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala never like that. And when people say the verse of Quran, وَجَادِلْهُمْ هُمْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ, so people think it means the argument. No, it does not mean that. It simply meaning is that those things in the part of the nature of the people, raise them, bring them out. The meaning is, like for example, two brothers are fighting. So they are brothers. So one way to say, oh, fighting is so bad, and you give lecture on the brotherhood and friendship and, you know, how the fighting is very bad. It is not going to work. Jadal Ahsan is, come to the point, oh, you are brothers, you are fighting. This sentence actually have more effect than every single thing. So that what Jadal Ahsan in the Quran means. Bring that argument which is touching the nature of the people. Somebody does not listen to his mother. So don't come, you know, people must listen to, you know, the elder people and this and that, a big argument. No, just say, she's your mother. You don't listen to her. This is what you need to touch the nature of the people. And actually the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and people's desire to surrender to him, full submission to him, ibadah, that much, much deeper. So anyway, my thinking, this matter, you know, very clear from the Quran and Sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also from the history of Islam, that Muslims need really to work hard on themselves. We need to be good believers. We need to be good worshippers. And you will see really your worship and ibadah, they will affect people. But once you leave that aspect and you're concentrating on the debate and argument, it becomes winning basically. And it becomes very, very, very bad really. So, and this is not the way of the Messenger Prophet. The Prophet never involved in debate. Very rarely, not debate really, just answering some question. So when the time comes, you can answer the question if you know the people want to learn. But don't debate the people. Debate actually always creates enmity and hatred.